welcome to yet another edition of Prioritizing. Why don't you do the lead-in, Samantha? You know it.
I don't know it. I should
know it. Go ahead, just try.
I don't think I do. And it,
just try.
My memory's even worse when I get put on the spot. A married couple's insights into faith, education, and life. No. It's better off when you do it.
What kind of insight is it?
Faith-based insights.
Oh, it's married. That's right, folks. It's a married couple's faith-based insight into what is most important in education, in
marriage, and life.
And in life. And who are we, Samantha?
We are Michael and Samantha Pryor.
Yes, we're the married couple we're talking about. And today we are talking about, or this week, we're touching on teacher morale. What do you think of when you think of teacher morale, Samantha?
Positivity and just attitudes and the way we view and approach situations.
Fair enough. That's exactly it. And most of the time, I'd say a fair amount of the teacher morale can be dictated by the leaders of the school. Is that fair to say, Samantha?
Absolutely.
But is it impossible for teachers to affect that morale, Samantha?
No, I think it's kind of a balancing act between the leaders in the school, the administration, and then a few key teachers can definitely have an impact as well.
Yeah, and you said the word administration and you said the word leaders, and I'm glad you did, just because presumably the administration in the school are the leaders, but there are also many teachers on staff who may not hold a leadership role in their title, but they are leaders of the school. Like, I can think of several teachers on our teaching staff who are the behind-the-scenes leaders. They're the PLC coordinators. They're the people who just step up whenever another teacher's in need. And those are the teachers, I think, who can really dictate morale more heavily, wouldn't you say?
I would. And I think, too, that perhaps the topic teacher morale, it applies, but it's also community morale. There's so many individuals involved to make a school run successfully. I'm faculty and staff, and to be a leader, it doesn't just have to be a teacher or an administrator. It can be all the assistants, the maintenance crew, you know, everyone that comes together to really get the job done.
I think that's Samantha and I have been married about 4 years now. And Samantha has gotten much better at being diplomatic. And I think in that last response, Samantha's just had a diplomatic way of saying, Michael, this should not be called teacher morale. It should be called community morale or school morale, in which case I'll concur and say, fine, Samantha. I'm getting really good at that. Getting really good at that.
So, Michael.
Wink, wink, wink. Yes.
To focus on school morale, what are some ways that we can encourage positivity and keep the attitudes up and uplifting and focused on God and supporting one another?
Yeah, that's a fair question, of course. I would say that's where the actual leaders, the leaders in role and in title of the school come into play, Samantha. Those are the people, and I don't want to say they have the free time by any means, because there's not a second in the day that's free, but those are the folks, the assistant principals and the principals, or the level coordinators, who have more freedom and autonomy in their schedules. They might be able to go deliver the birthday card to the teacher, who of course can't leave the classroom during the day because they have 30 kids. They have to supervise throughout. I think it starts there. It can be fostered during faculty meetings. That's where leaders have an opportunity to highlight the great things people are doing, or maybe it is just highlighting September birthdays or summer birthdays, or having a teacher share about a vacation they went on. This past year, we had a couple of teachers they walked the El Camino, which is, I forget the mileage, but it's like 500 miles. It was just a really special way to get our teacher back-to-school work week off and running. And I think it really set the tone for the entire year. And I'm still trying to do it, but a couple of our teachers had vowed on that walk to eliminate complaining, and I was really moved by it, and I'm still trying to do it myself. Samantha's nodding that I do need some work at it, but
I'm horrible at it, but it's a great goal to strive for.
But it was, and it really inspired our teachers. And see, that's where it didn't come from the principal, didn't come from the assistant principal. It came from one of the teachers or two of the teachers who just stood up and shared something. And that in itself inspired everybody. And that's one way how morale can be set. And that does come from the administration team giving teachers an opportunity to share and to be leaders and to lift everybody up.
And I think that's a great point, Michael. And it's almost a more powerful way to encourage and boost morale when it's not forced and it's not the focus. It just comes naturally. And it is easier and for people to be more receptive to those things. And I love the dynamic of faculty and staff feeling comfortable and feeling supported to share those stories and share their journey to connect and encourage their friends, coworkers, associates. Another really great strategy that we have used at a previous school was they started the year off with a board up in the faculty room that was shout outs, and it had a bunch of post-its, and you just wrote a shout out to something you saw or you liked someone else do in the building. The shout out board was a great way to just get other ideas, but also to appreciate things you might not have seen. There was a lot of conversations that then spiraled around, oh, did you read about the great thing that Mr. Pryor did in second grade? And it was a good way for the community to connect and to focus on the positives that people were doing, and in turn inspire them to try something else new or to write a shout out of their own to show someone thank you, or just, hey, I liked that. And they were done anonymously, or you could sign your name to it, but it was very uplifting.
That's another good point. It's not forced, as you mentioned earlier. I think one of the worst things I'm thinking of our week one agenda for this year, and it says, I wanted to be vague on purpose, but it says team building activity. But I'm picturing if a whole day is devoted just to, hey, we have to build our teacher morale. Come on, everybody. Today we're going to build our teacher morale. It's not authentic, and I think it lessens the value, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
What'd you say?
It does lessen the value.
Samantha lost.
Yes,
we made a bet that Samantha would not use the word absolutely.
I did not
today.
Finish the word. I caught myself in my introductions.
Sorry about this, everybody. Anyway, moving on. So now, not that either of us have been in that situation, and hopefully we don't find ourselves in this kind of situation in the future, but how can a teacher, and this is, I'm putting you on the spot, Samantha, how can a teacher impact morale in, say, a school where morale's not very high, and the leadership team, the actual admin team, might be lacking in that category? They don't see it, or they're too busy, or what have you, and they don't see what's going on behind the scenes. But you, the teacher, see all these teachers at each other, or just, you know, the energy is very low. How can the teacher affect that themselves?
I like that you brought up that the energy is low, because I think we go through different phases of the year where we're just more naturally, it's an exciting time, it's busy, we're ready to go.
That's August, September. Go ahead.
Yeah. And even through October and November, you know, you're excited through Thanksgiving. And then the crazy kind of starts to hit with Christmas, but it's still a very joyful time.
Because you got a 2-week break coming up. But now you're back. It's January. It's February.
And you're rushing. And then March hits, which is
dun, dun, dun.
The longest month of the year. So I think what you can do, honestly, is never, it sounds so simple, but smile. Don't show it. You
smile,
walk.
Though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking.
Exactly. One of the...
When there okay. are... Okay, go ahead, sorry.
One of the okay. tips that they taught us in my education classes in college was you leave your baggage at the door. No matter what's going on in your life, you're carrying this pretend suitcase with you, and you check it before you walk through that classroom. And no matter what's going on in your life, you have to find a way to leave it alone. Leave it outside, because it's not about what's going on with you. It's about the children and their day. But that can also be said for your faculty and your teachers that you're working with.
Yes.
It's very easy, and I am guilty of this as well, to be bogged down by something or to be upset about something, school-related or not school-related, and want to go to someone in confidence. But I think stopping ourselves and asking, what good is this going to serve? What's the outcome? Am I just complaining? Do I really need another perspective? If it's just getting it off your chest so you can let it go and move on, where is the right setting to do that? Is it to your coworker? Is it to your spouse? Is it to your friend that has no connection to the situation whatsoever? Just someone you can go to in confidence with, you know, anything that might have been going on.
And as Catholic school educators, I think we have the ability, in most cases, to walk right across the street, in my case, or right next door in yours, to the pastors or the priests who are on site, or the deacons. They can always offer an extra bit of wisdom.
And sometimes, building on that Catholic component, it just helps to go to the chapel and to spend a couple minutes
silent
prayer.
Adoration is always the best way to do it, I think. But some educators aren't as fortunate as we are. So if you're interested in a pay cut, and you'd like to be...
It's well worth it.
No, and I say that kidding. I say that as, you know, trying to be funny, but it's it is absolutely worth it. Like there's not enough zeros that could get me back into the public education sector. How about for you, Samantha?
So no, I am not interested in going back to public school. However, I think what has drawn us to love Catholic school so much is it's grown our Catholic identities as well, and you're able to connect with kids on a spiritual level, on the level where your values, and that makes it so much easier, even with faculty members and other teachers, admin, that you can share those beliefs with. And that's when it comes into play too with teacher morale or school morale, is that when you are going through a hard time or someone on your team is going through something, it has been so nice to have that Catholic piece to support, to show empathy and compassion.
Yeah, and you brought up a good point. Think about the kids, too. I mean, we're teaching, that's truth. I mean, there's no better way to heal a child's wounds than with truth and through God. When a kid comes to you with a problem in the public school, you know, you have to tiptoe around the answer, but the answer is, you know, find Christ, expose yourself to God more in your life. Say the rosary, depending on whatever age level you're talking to. But you can't say that in the public school, so how do you get them to that answer? You have to kind of leave it up to them to read between the lines of what you're saying. Maybe there's something bigger missing in your life. You know, you can't you can't just say it.
And
we're fortunate enough to be able to just say it.
Exactly. And one way that my school builds a really positive morale is that we start every day at faculty prayer in the rotunda of our building.
Was that Mac?
Yeah, she's barking her head off. So you, it's not mandatory. You can come and go. Every faculty member leads prayer for 1 week out of the year, and they always seem so fitting, and they're so different depending on who's leading the prayer that day. But it always seems to be uplifting for what we need to hear at that moment. And it's an opportunity for us to share things that are going on in our life that are happy or sad. Small victories or prayer intentions. We always end with intentions before we say our prayer and dismiss for the day. And I know I've said to you on many occasions that that's just been one of my favorite things, and it sets the tone. And then bringing that into your classrooms and having the kids come in and say, can we please pray for this? And having an intention book where they can silently pray, and just being able to come together in prayer and know that we can support one another, because it's sad to say, but a lot of these kids have gone through some really challenging things and adult problems. And when you're able to bring your faith and God into it to provide support and compassion, it makes a difference.
You know, the thing is, you know, you're allowed to acknowledge that God is in it. Because whether you're in public school or Catholic school, God is involved in it. It's just whether or not you as an educator can allude to it. One thing you pointed out, Samantha, is that with respect to the morning prayer, you're not, the fact that it's not obligatory was the word I was looking for, obligatory, probably makes the prayer all that more powerful, because the people who are in charge want to be there. And I'm sure a lot of the teachers in the building who don't come aren't coming for one reason or another. But the ones who want to come are going to prepare their very best prayer. Maybe it's a special feast day. I don't know.
And I do feel the need to say that almost the entire faculty goes. Like, I can't think of people that aren't there.
That's awesome.
And one thing we started doing during Lent this year was doing daily mass at 7 a.m. as a faculty once a week. And we liked it so much that we continue. What?
No, it's a, no, go ahead.
That we've continued that throughout the year. So that's just another opportunity to connect spiritually and to allow that to drive into our work.
That is, and this is just me being a pest to my wife, and I can't change myself just because we're on a podcast, but the fact that you're going to daily mass once a week.
Oh, but you know, but it is, okay, fine.
So it would be daily mass, weekly mass. No, I know what you mean, though.
But it, they do it every day at 7 o'clock.
Friendly banter, folks. What else on teacher morale? Are we missing anything? This is a pretty,
pretty
straightforward topic.
Yes, it is. But I feel like there's a lot of ways to encourage it. And, you know, one thing that stood out to me is we have prayer partners where you can sign up if you want to participate. And you get a sheet of your prayer partner's interests, things that they would like for you to pray for, hobbies and things they like, and just little pick-me-ups that you can do. And it doesn't have to be spending money. It can be cards or just a gesture, thinking of you today, birthday cards, that kind of stuff. But even the anonymous note can be incredibly uplifting for teacher morale. And just signing it, addressing it to the person, but not signing it. And just telling them a couple of things that could make their day. I know I got one last year and I have no idea who wrote it, but it's still with me. And I then tried to do the same for others, because we're not often told or complimented for all the things that we really are valued for. In my experience too, if it often gets back, you know, people share when they're moved by something.
Yes. And that's just it right there. The anonymous sharing, like, you know, I got this great card from somebody, and it just made my day. Simple as that. And it can really inspire other teachers to do the same. And that therein is the major goal of something like that, to spread. It's like when you go to the drive-thru and someone pays it forward.
Yes.
It's inspiring. It's not the pressure. If you don't want to do it next, nobody waves their finger at you or anything like that. It's just, okay, that's your choice, no problem.
And it reminds me of that saying, spread kindness like confetti. You know, confetti, when you throw it, it goes everywhere. It gets everywhere. It's impossible to clean up.
Oh, yes.
It's like, you know.
glitter. But, I was thinking like glitter.
Yes, like glitter. Exactly. And positivity and kindness and spreading morale can have the same effect.
Yes, it can. Anything else we should touch on, Samantha?
I don't believe so.
All right, why don't you send us off tonight, Samantha? Samantha, I guess I call you now.
It's interesting. But we will be back next week focusing on another topic, and we wish everyone a wonderful start to the school year.
That's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life is still worthwhile if you just